Good morning. We're continuing in Chayorim, Klal Amar Aleph Siman Yud Beis. I want to clarify one point that I said in the last year. I said that the Rishonim say that, that there's an issue of the brachos ksuvos in the Sefer Torah. Let's clarify that point. The Gemara in Megillah and Lama Beis brings machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir whether you have to close the Sefer Torah before you say the brachos or not. Rabbi Meir says you do, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't. Ramirez says you do, like and the Gemara explains, because of this concern that people will say that the brachos are ksuvos inside of the Sefer Torah. The Gemara comes out, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, which means we're not concerned about this possibility. So why are we saying that we have to come up with these solutions of being worried about the possibility of the brachos ksuvos if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Rishonim are medayik in Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda agrees conceptually to this concern, but he says that there's a tircha of mitzad tzibur for having him the first open, look, then close, and make the bracha. So he says that the concern is a minimal concern, that very few people will make that mistake. And the Gemara says that bracha is leka lemitoi. The Rabbi Yehuda says that we're not worried about the possibility of thinking the brachas are written there. But for example, we say at the end of the kriya, before he makes the final bracha, so he does roll and make the bracha. So why is that acceptable then? Because it's appropriate to have the Sefer Torah closed being gavra l'gavra. It shouldn't be open and like being open and being ignored. So it has to be rolled and closed anyway. So then if it's going to have to be rolled and closed anyway, Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's appropriate to close it first and therefore to not have this concern of thinking the brachas are written there. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees conceptually to the concern, the Rishonim say, but he says that the other considerations override that it's not such a common issue, that it's such a mistake, and therefore we can override it with other concerns. So that being said, the Rishonim then say, well, once that's true, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees conceptually to this issue, maybe we can address it in other ways, by shutting our eyes or by looking away, etc. So the concept comes from the Gemara. The application of the Maisa is based on the Rishonim being Madaik and Rabbi Yehuda, because in the Gemara, it seems to be that Rabbi Yehuda says there's no need to be concerned about it at all in the bracha that you say. And the Rishonim was saying that that's not correct, that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to such a concept. So after the kriya, he closes it first, and then he makes the bracha. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that, and he has to close it first. So we said it's not appropriate to leave the Sefer Torah open. Ben gavra legavra, it's as if you're ignoring the Sefer Torah. So maybe you need to cover it as well. So the minhag of the Sardim is to cover it with a suter because they leave the Sefer Torah open. So they lay in with their Sefer Torah, standing Sefer Torah, with the inside of a container, and they leave that container open and they cover the ksav with the suter. But the Ramah says, according to our minig, that we roll the Sefer Torah closed, bang tinich aliyah. There's no need to cover with the suter. The only time you have to cover with the suter is when they're saying Kaddish, or in the Mishabura adds, they'll be saying Mishaberach. They're doing something where there's going to be a time lapse. So then it's appropriate to cover it, because the cover of the Torah shouldn't be sitting there, sitting there, as it were, being ignored. But rather, it's appropriate to cover it. Okay. Now, the next point that the Chayyadim talks about is the saying the brachas, that a person makes the brachas on the Sefer Torah, he has to say them loud enough, that everybody should hear and respond. So minimally, he has to say it loud enough that at least 10 people should hear. Let's start with the Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu is a Dabar Shep Kedusha. We mentioned the halacha of standing for the Baruch Hu. It's a Dabar Shep Kedusha. So Dabar Shep Kedusha requires 10 people. So he's saying to these 10 people, be Mavorich. So he has to say in such a way that the 10 people will be able to hear what he's saying. So that's clear that he has to say loud enough by the Baruch Hu that everybody should be able to hear what he's saying and respond. If he does not say loud enough that 10 people should be able to hear, so even though the people around the bima are able to hear, so the Ramah says in that situation where the tzibur didn't hear the mavorich, even though they heard the chazan responding, i.e., the people around the bima responding, they shouldn't respond baruch hashem baruch l'olam v'ed together with the responders. They should just say amen on the words of the chazan. So that's what the Ramah says in Siman Kuf Lamed Sif Vav. The Mishabura there sent us back to Siman Nun Bei Nun Zayin in the Mishabura, that there he says in that situation where 10 people are not able to hear it, that's Bechlau, not a valid act of saying the Baruch Hu. So therefore, not only should you not respond to what he's saying, and not say amen, but rather you shouldn't respond at all because it's not acceptable what the person has done. In that situation, the Mishmur seems to read, he would have to actually say it over again. The Baruch Hu should be repeated according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what about the rest of the brachas? So we'll leave that for the following shiur. Have a good morning.